South Dakota growers are preparing for the upcoming winter wheat planting season. One activity on their to-do checklist needs to be disease prevention. Selecting seed varieties resistant or tolerant to common wheat diseases, and preparing the seedbed to prevent wheat streak mosaic virus. SDSU Extension State Plant Pathology Specialist Emmanuel Biamukama explains.
This virus is transmitted by small, tiny, microscopic mites. They're called wheat cow mites. And these mites, they move from frontier wheat, from crops like corn, from grassy weeds, and if they land on an emerging winter wheat, they can transmit the virus.
The main risk factor for wheat curl mite is volunteer wheat and grassy weeds growing in the field or a neighboring field. Biamukama states this green vegetation acts as a bridge to the new wheat crop, so it must be taken out.
So it's really important that volunteer wheat in the field that's going to be planted into winter wheat or adjacent field that had spring wheat or winter wheat, that volunteer wheat is destroyed at least 2 weeks before planting.
It's advised this green bridge be brown and dry for at least 2 weeks prior to planting the new wheat crop.
Well, the wheat cow mites need a green bridge. They cannot survive without green tissue.
Eliminating the green bridge will also help reduce ergot in the new wheat crop. Rye, as a cash crop or in a cover crop, is very susceptible to ergot and can provide inoculum to a nearby wheat field. Killing off grassy vegetation of all kinds before planting a new field of wheat is critical to disease mitigation. For the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.